I am Nick Dorian.
And I'm Kyril Mbaha.
And we're back!
Yes, sir. When I was editing it the last episode, that's when I saw how much the delay was.
Yeah, I noticed. There were little bits here and there that I'm like, oh, why was my reaction a little bit too quick?
That's U Mobile for you. You see, I can't win with any fucking provider. I can't. Fucking Maxis, fucking U Mobile. I can't win.
If you'd like to see the latest, if you'd like to see the latest frustration of Kai's, you can head to his YouTube channel and you can see all the frustration that he has with Max.
Oh yes, and what that frustration led to.
Yeah. But yes, hello, welcome back to the Geeks of Malaysia podcast.
it might be a bit of a random episode. Yeah. Very lightly rankat, but very
It just hit me that we've never said hello.
Yeah.
What, we never say like hello on the podcast. You don't say hello. Yeah, only you say hello, Amelia. And that's not even hello, it's hello.
Yeah, we've never actually stopped for a moment and to whoever's listening, hi. We hope you're doing good. We hope you are keeping safe and well, and we hope that you are entertained by us.
We hope that you are vaccinated.
Yes.
Because we're not going to go to the cinemas with you unless you are.
Yes. Mm. And even so, we need to, like, okay, I posted up, that was a weird fucking day when the cinemas opened up.
Right.
Because on our Instagram, I posted up, like, oh, how we feel that the cinemas aren't open. And then suddenly,
6 hours later, open.
Holy shit, what the fuck? So yeah, as much as we love that the cinemas are back open, don't forget, people, we still need to stay safe. Mm-hmm. Don't go rushing in there, forgetting all the SOPs, thinking you can just do whatever you want. We still
make
need
sure
to
you're
stay
vaccinated
safe.
And a
make
shout
sure you're
out.
Masked.
Yes,
masked double mask if it's possible.
And I'd like to give a shout out to everyone who's been going to get their vaccinations dressed in the most weirdest fucking cosplay.
Really?
The most recent one was a whole group dressed as the Money Heist gang.
Yeah, that was in Penang.
Okay.
I've seen Choi San. Choi San has turned up.
Yep. Pocho.
Nice.
Pocho has turned
Pontiana.
Up. The Chinese vampire, is it Jiangxi?
Jiangxi,
yes.
And of course, the inflatable T-Rex.
Yeah.
What? A suit
hey,
that
but
I
that's
still...
so hot. That's so hot. Like, to get, like, to get in and out of that suit. Like, what?
Still, I want that suit. I desperately want that suit.
Your wife will hate
you. I know she hates it.
Your wife will hate you and anybody who gives it to you.
That's why I'm going to give it to myself.
I think, like, Ultraman turned up at one point as well.
I want to pick up my wife at work in the T-Rex suit.
She is going to kill you.
Can you imagine being stopped at a roadblock?
No,
that
I can't.
Lovely head.
Eh, aku rasa tak boleh. Aku rasa tak temuan dalam Rosalinda.
Yeah, yeah.
Head will not fit into Rosalinda.
Like
yeah. it's really hard to see out that mesh, man. I mean, maybe not hard to see, but it'd be a bit unsafe.
I'll put a webcam outside.
No, what you can do is that, you know, you deflate the dinosaur, and then once you get to, like, in front of the office, then you inflate the dinosaur.
No. I have to be dressed driving.
Yeah, no. So you're wearing, it's deflated, and then once you pick, when she's about to come out, then you...
The challenge is to wear it inflated. like, have you ever been driving and then just see a clown in a car?
That's terrifying.
No, that would be really terrifying.
I've seen that at least twice, and it's... At first, it's fucking weird. You know, you just see a clown, pink doll. But then you find out the fucked up story behind it.
Which is?
They
don't
change.
A lot of places, like families and stuff, when they hire clowns, they don't give them a place to change.
Nailed it on the head.
Oh.
Like, yeah. They won't even let them use the toilet to pee.
What the fuck?
What?
Yeah.
That's
a bit...
Yeah.
That's
so be kind to clowns. They're having it tough.
No,
sorry.
Be kind to everybody, generally. Yes. Yeah.
Speaking of clowns, there's a clown in Perak that will come to your house and sanitize your house. Yeah, like, he sanitizes your place in full outfit.
Where did that come from?
Like, when you mentioned clowns, I'm like, oh shit, I just saw this today.
No, I cannot have other people come into my, like, so I had to have people come in to clean my dirty ass, like, air conditions, because been about 1.5 years, 2 years, we haven't cleaned them.
Long. Yeah.
Like, the water was black. Even though I partially cleaned them, the water was black. It's like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm already germophobic as it is. So once they left, I had like a 1 liter bottle of like
sanitizer,
which I did not like to use on my hands, and I didn't like it. I was going to give it to people. I was like, I actually got down on my hands and knees and poured it on the floor and wiped it like Cinderella.
And the birds and the bees came and helped you.
Yeah. It's like, I can't. So even if the clown came to sanitize my house, I would have to sanitize the house again.
And the clown. get some aircon foam.
No, I have some aircon foam.
Ah.
I cleaned it the first time. And it wasn't enough. Because no. Like, if I want to show you, like, do you know that there is a column inside?
Mm-hmm.
Inside? There's a forest growing in on that. Oh. Like a forest of dust. Like, you know, fir trees of dust growing.
Jeez.
And I'm like,
You know, it's at least once a year you need to service that shit.
Yeah, but it's just a bit difficult during the pandemic. Like,
it is.
Yeah, and my mom wanted to wait. She's like, I was pleading with her, and she's like, "Can you wait until I get my second child?" And I'm like, "Okay, sure, mom."
When's your mom getting her second?
No, da.
Okay. Yeah, but the only thing I still find weird, the thing I still find weird to this day, like, it's a cultural thing, like, it's a term of affection, but he calls me handsome.
Chinese,
which is, for some reason, like, it's fine in person, but then, like, sometimes, because the phone number I have is actually an automatic routing to his phone. So I didn't have his latest mobile number saved. So then some random mobile number pops up. Thank you, handsome. I'm like, what the fuck? Hello, handsome. I'm like,
You're like, there's only one person that calls me handsome.
And unless I wouldn't have thought about it if he wrote it like in the slang H-E-N-S-E-M, but it's or maybe got auto-corrected to the proper spelling handsome.
Oh, so wow.
So I'm not hearing the Chinese inflection. So it's like, hello, handsome. Like, who is this?
For some reason, if you say it in the like very Cantonese way, like, hey, Leng Chai, how are you? Like that sort of thing sounds fine, but when you go, hey, handsome. Suddenly it's like,
it's like properly spelled in text. I'm like, even if it was spelled handsome, fine.
Hey, handsome.
Handsome. Yeah.
Hello, handsome.
Weird. So yes, contrary to popular belief on how handsome guy is, that's not what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking a little bit about a Marvel film that has been highly anticipated. I've been waiting for a long ass time. Black Widow.
What? You thought we got to see Shang-Chi yet? No, we haven't. Even though Marvel's official Instagram account is spoiling shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm like...
Don't tell me, because I haven't... Because I don't follow them, so I don't know these things, and I don't get spoiled.
I'm pretty sure they didn't think it was a spoiler, but to me, it's like, I would have liked to have seen that reveal.
Because that's a massive thing. Yeah, so we're going to be talking a little bit about Black Widow, since Shang-Chi is out and we can't see it. We'll talk about the other Marvel film that has come out that we...
Get to Black Widow, like, you guys were posting in our group chat about how, like, suddenly everyone's like, oh, Tony Leung. Tony Leung.
Fucking called finally. It.
And you notice Infernal Affairs 1 is now on Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Finally, yes.
Like, for ages, it was only Infernal Affairs 3, and I'm like, was it 2 or 3?
I think both.
But they didn't have 1, and I was like,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah.
Because I think they had 3 as well, because 3 is the prequel, right, when they're young?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one without Tony Leung.
I want to see 1. I want to watch Infernal Affairs and Departed back to back.
Yeah. So all of you guys right now discovering Tony Leung, like, you know, go watch Infernal Affairs with subs and bow down to the altar of Tony Leung, okay?
And to be honest with you, if you are Asian and don't know Tony Leung,
shame
on you. What's wrong with you? Yeah.
Okay, no. Okay, if you're Korean and Japanese, then I'm like, okay, like, if you're not Chinese.
Even then, come on, la. In the mood for love. Come on, la. Hard boiled. Him and Chow Yun Fat.
Oh, Chungking Express is the cute.
Chungking Express is still my all-time favorite Wong Kar Wai.
Really?
In the Mood for Love is beautiful, but Chungking Express is a bit more punk.
Yeah. I understand.
Although I prefer Other Guy's Story, Japanese.
Takeshi Kenichiro.
Yes.
Gamsang Mo.
His story about the can of pineapples, I do prefer that one.
Plus, he's cute as a button.
Because after a while, Tony Leung is being a bit too creepy in his story, where he starts breaking into the girl starts breaking into his place, and then he's like talking to his bear, like, how come you're so clean now? And I'm like, what is wrong with you? It's a different bear. She swiped your yellow bear for a panda. And you're
we were having this conversation, you and me, Kai, because I just watched Fallen Angels the other day, and then I was like, why is it that you say that everybody is trying to remake Fallen Angels and not Chungking Express? When Chungking Express is the more famous one, right? I mean, every Chinese filmmaker sometimes is trying to make, like, In the Mood for Love. That's why they're
trying to do In the Mood for Love, and then a close second is Fallen Angels. For some reason, Chungking Express, which I don't get, because I love the colors, I love the visual style of Chungking Express, but no one seems to try and copy it, like that half frame, blurry, you know, slow, like, movement thing that they keep doing in Chungking Express. I love that. No one seems to try and copy it. They either try and copy that crazy wide angle lens Fallen Angel stuff, or the beautiful still shots and beautifully composed, you know, In the Mood for Love and walking in a Cheongsam in slow motion to violin and cello music and all. You know how many times when I was working in advertising, directors were like, and the vibe is In the Mood for Love, and you're like, this is Nestum, fucker, what In the Mood for Love bullshit is this?
Yeah, I realized when In the Mood came out, it was like every fucking, like, production house wanted to recreate that feel and look of it, because that was the standard at the time. If we have that look, it's a classy work of art. Like, yeah, but you gotta know what your target is.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's what went through all the cigarette brands' heads. You macam Dunhill lah. Go ambil, tapi Nestum. Go gila ke?
Properly today. Yes, Black Widow.
Janda hitam.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to literally translate it.
You know, it's just next to Janda Bait.
Oh, fuck.
We need to make that movie.
Janda Hitam.
So yes, this has been a film that has been long anticipated in Marvel, because
it was
supposed to come out before the pandemic. And then now it's come out after the pandemic, amid some controversy between Scarlett Johansson and Disney.
Just pay the woman. God damn it.
Yeah. And have you seen now, like, the Russo brothers, the word is, like, they might not continue with Disney?
Yeah.
Because they're not going to pay.
Because of the ScarJo thing?
Unless they can work a better contract. Yeah. But yeah. So, hey, yes. Black Widow has come out.
Chop it.
chop it. what did we think of it? I mean, okay, we've watched it a while back, so things might not be as fresh in our memories, but I think what we can talk about is, like, how we felt about the film, what we may have liked, what we may have not liked.
About goddamn time, Marvel. About goddamn time.
It is weird that it took that long for them to make that movie, because I'm like, you could have done this at any time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
like, you could have done it before Endgame. No, before Infinity War.
Because it
that's technically where it sits.
Yeah, to sisi dalam tu.
Yeah. Like, you could have totally done it back then, and I don't see why.
Like, they didn't need to lead up to anything within the film. There wasn't something that, they needed to explain in the events of Endgame that would make sense in Black Widow.
Because to have it released after Endgame kind of feels like, okay, before we go to the next phase, there's this one story strand that has been wrapped up yet. We'll just cover this up, and then we can continue, lah.
It's like, Black Widow's died, so let's tell her origin story now. Yeah,
semi origin story.
I mean, like, come on, it's Endgame.
It's been how many years?
Yeah, but if you don't know by now, Black Widow died in Endgame. Spoilers.
So we finally get to see what do you call it?
The Widow Program.
The Widow Program. The origins of it.
Is it called the Black Widow Program or the Widow Program?
Oh,
they're called widows.
The Red Room.
The Red Room.
Yeah.
It's called the Red Room.
It's not very red for a Red Room.
Okay, wait. Before we get into this, spoilers for Black Widow if you haven't seen the film yet. We've got to put that disclaimer in case people are like, oh, we didn't get any spoiler warning.
Because we're nice. It's a part of them. In contrary to some accounts. God damn it.
Some official accounts.
Yeah. I don't think we need to do a walkthrough for this one. Let's just talk about the stuff that we liked about it.
Oh, one thing that I did like that I got to mention is that first opening sequence with that brooding Smells Like Teen Spirit score.
Mm.
Oh, the opening credits.
Oh!
Like, it starts off like, what was that TV show with all those sleeper cells? Those Russian sleeper cells?
The Americans.
The Americans. Huh. It starts off feeling like The Americans. Kind of.
I did not see that coming. I mean, I went into the movie, like, practically blind. I'm just like, aside from the fact that, it's a family. And then I was like... It's not a family? Oh.
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, that opening scene with that music, I'm like...
And the blue hair! Sorry, I love
it. Yeah, this is a good way to start. This is a fantastic way to start.
And at first I was a bit, like, weirded out by how chill they were with just giving up the kids until then you realize, like, well, they're technically not their kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like... It's weird, but at the same time, still thinking that it was their kids, a part of me is like, well, it is a very Russian attitude, isn't it?
Right? Like, even,
80s communist era Russia, like, they were a tough people. Child.
I can make others.
And I mean, you know, it's also like everything for the motherland, right? Everything for the fatherland. Mm-hmm. Didn't they call it motherland? Mother Russia. So yeah, everything for the motherland. So, you know, and like, they are brainwashed into this sense
of patriotism. So part of it is believable, but other part is like, this is some cold shit. But and then even after you find out they're not the parents, like, still kind of cold.
Yeah.
Very, yeah.
Because, I mean, you were together for like
2 years.
Yeah.
But I guess it's also only 2 years.
But still,
it's
like...
It's kids, but, you know, Russia.
Especially the baby.
Cold War. I had no idea Ray Winstone was in this film.
Yeah.
Who?
Ray Winston. Stone.
Oh.
Winstone? Winston? Winstone.
Isn't it Winston? Ray Winston.
But it's not with an E at the end. So
the bad guy.
The Cockney British tough guy. Who, for some reason, keeps getting hired in America to do other accents than Cockney, but can't quite do it. But everyone accepts it because he's so badass. But it's still like, look, Gary Oldman is the Cockney that can do accents.
Because
like, remember him in The Departed and you're like, wow, you can't even do Irish. This is weird.
Americans can only take one Cockney actor, and that's Michael Caine. After that, they're like...
What? As a Cockney actor playing
as a Cockney. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, they did get him to play American once.
Who?
And that was a horror show.
That Bryan Singer film, right?
Who?
Yeah.
What?
Cedars.
Oh, Falling Leaves. Rules.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it was so bad.
Cedar's Falling Leaves.
Cider House Rules.
Yeah, that was odd. Like, just let him be Cockney. And let Ray be Cockney as well. You would think that from Cockney to Russian would be an easy stretch, but...
Nope.
It broke quite a few times. Like, you want to call him a cunt, don't you?
I quite enjoyed... What? Oh my god, what's his name?
The random dude that's like, I have equipment.
No, the random dude I had a bit of an issue with. Oh. I think because the not so much of his character, but I
where did he after come from?
A while,
like he is a bit like, hey, I'm Deus Ex Machina. You need some shit.
And the fact that he's like, hey, we've known each other for such a long time. I'm the one that you always call when you need shit. And I'm like, where the fuck have you been for the last 10 years then? Like,
in the background.
But it's just weird that we've...
In Black Widow's story, but you've never seen Black Widow's story.
That is true. We've never... You know, she goes off and then comes back with shit. No one questions it.
But the thing is, we've never even gotten his name. Like, not even a name drop at any point in the entire... But yeah, I...
It's wibbly wobbly spy-y wye.
But people were actually wondering, why did he get his own poster? Because he doesn't spend a lot of time in the film. What? He got his own poster, and people. And then I realized why. That was Marvel's way to going, maybe Taskmaster? You don't know? Yeah, because it was very odd that he got his own standalone poster. And because, yeah, he's not exactly the most main character in the story.
How did y'all feel about that, though, Taskmaster? The reveal of Taskmaster. Big spoilers.
I don't know who that is, so I'm just like...
Oh, okay. Because in the comics, Taskmaster was... he was the guy that trained bad guys, if I'm not mistaken. Like, he was Hydra's top trainer dude.
Right.
You know? The guy that knows every move. Like, and which technically this Taskmaster does, except that now there's a... I guess a family plot.
Familial kinda, ties.
Yeah. Thing going on.
Because, you know, this movie's all about family.
It's the Fast and Furious of
the bubble. To me, I do hope we see more of Taskmaster, because if not, that's a bit of a fucking badass character to waste in this film. Because Taskmaster is powerful in all sense that he or she... can literally mimic anybody. So how do you fight your own self? And you can learn. And that's a powerful tool. And to have wasted it on just maybe a few scenes, it's like, I want Taskmaster to come back.
That's the thing. I don't think they're going to bring her back.
Which is a bit of a shame.
I actually found weird how just the difference, because, okay, they want to do that trick reveal, but the difference in size and body shape. Like, when she takes off the helmet and you're like, there's a woman under that?
Yeah. Mm. I mean...
That's a bit odd.
I mean, I think also... But, I mean, I think the only part of her that's probably not mechanical is actually just the head.
Doesn't she still have a body? Or is she, like, Darth Vader?
Wasn't it charred? Like, cyborg?
I don't think she's actually fully human anymore. It could just be, like, cyborg, like, just her nervous system, anything.
Huh. I never thought about it like that.
I did kind of see the twist coming, because after a while I'm like, you guys are talking about the daughter a bit too much. Like,
don't call me Nutter. Sorry. I was, the past week I've been thinking about how, totally unrelated, how people would try and sing Pearl Jam back in the 90s but not know the lyrics. You know what I mean? Like, be there. I'm so many one money. I'm so gonna be there. Yeah.
Because you know, we all lose those lyric booklets all the time.
The lyric booklets.
I mean, can you imagine? Like, no. At least last time, kalau aku beli CD, dia besar sikit tau. Tapi aku beli
cassette.
Aku yang beli cassette. Even bila aku ada duit pun, aku beli cassette. Sebab, hello, satu cassette dengan satu. The price of one CD can buy like 2-3 cassettes.
That's true.
So kenapa kau nak beli CD?
And then, yeah, like you showed Kai trying to read those freaking lyrics.
Don't bother. Just try and mumble it. Hey, man, is anyone going on the concrete? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing that I quite enjoyed was David Harbour's...
he stole the show.
Is it Red
Is it Red Guardian, right?
I don't know. But like, he
Russia, man.
Red Guardian. The show. No, but actually, my favorite character is actually, like, probably Florence. Florence, oh,
Florence
Pugh.
Was fantastic. Like, yeah, I loved her.
Florence Pugh. Elena was like amazing. Like she, all the quips. I love the quips. It's just like
this take of Black Widow's pose.
Like,
yes,
pose.
Yes.
And then she does the pose once, and
she does the pose, and then it's like the eagle.
Like, ugh.
Yeah, like I really love her interpretation and her new character of Elena, which is spoilers, the new probably Black Widow.
The new Widow, since, right? Of the
and
show.
And I do like yeah. I mean I do like how what do you call it? That they chose a cast they chose to cast someone with that body type.
Yes. Mm. I you found know it I mean? Very, very refreshing. Like Macham, right? She's not waif like
you don't think about it until you actually see it like huh. She's not super skinny like every single female superhero.
She's not svelte. Like,
there's
svelte. She's not a ferret.
It's
well, it's I mean, very... exactly. She's not a ferret.
Yes.
It's a very real body type.
Yes. Yes. Like, so much yeah. more achievable as a superhero, like, as a fighter and a, for, like, you know,
boxing. And a smaller frame, too, because it's usually like, oh, you're going to be a female superhero. You better be 6'2".
Yeah, you have to like as like doing fashion talk like seven heads height when we draw. You
seven
know,
heads.
Like, yeah. Right? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like
any type of head?
No la, like whatever head the model.
I will pick shrunken heads.
Be so small the model yes. you draw.
But yeah, in terms of body types, I also appreciate it because now there's a Marvel character that I can cosplay as, Red Guardian. I fit that body type.
I grow out that beard.
And oh my god.
Yeah.
She was like, it still fits.
And he's such a lovable idiot.
Yes. Yes.
Like that bit like where he's just trying to like be nice to Florence. Okay, I sit here. We sit quiet together.
So adorable.
Like, he has all the strength and power of Captain
like,
America.
When like, he's doing the arm wrestling thing in the beginning.
Yeah.
And this
petty feud that he has trying to compare himself to Captain America. Like, I defeated him.
Although, you know, it was weird in that scene with the arm wrestling. Watching that, and then Eva suddenly goes, what kind of prison lets you have a tattoo gun in the prison?
It's a good question.
There's a dude tattooing him.
Right, right.
And it's not like the ghetto ass, like, you know, you sharpen a comb and then fucking dip it in ink. Like, no, he's got a tattoo gun. It's like, that's allowed? Oh.
Russia. Everything's allowed in Russia.
Russia very much.
I'm pretty sure there's a bear in that prison somewhere. and not forgetting Rachel Weisz.
How does she still look good? That's not fair.
Right.
But she looks like, good, but she's aged though.
She has aged, but okay, the opening, right? Was that CG or just makeup? Because I feel it was just makeup.
Perhaps it was a bit of both.
Mm.
Could be a combination.
Hmm.
Yeah, because you know how Marvel is very tricky with these things? Hmm. Like, they can de-age, they can use makeup, you don't know. That's true. Like, but I'm sorry, I felt shocked when I found out that Samuel L. Jackson's goatee was not real.
What? When?
Yeah.
See, more and more things of Samuel L. Jackson's performance was not real.
When?
Because he posted up a picture, I don't know whether it was on his Instagram or Insta story or whatnot, but he posted up the mannequin head and his little Nick Fury goatee, and I'm like, what? Wait, so you're telling me he couldn't grow this shit out?
Oh, you mean no! I saw that photo. I thought you meant they CGI'd the goatee.
You mean he just it's okay. you mean that it's just
it's a stick on? Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's fine.
I thought they CG'd
Jesus
it.
Christ, we thought it was honest, a Superman.
To be honest, you never know. There could be a something.
No, like bro, like facial hair should be practical. Okay, it needs to move with the face. It should be practical. For God's sakes.
CG guys at Marvel are like, we're doing the fucking facial hair now.
What are we, Snyderverse?
Oh, okay, sorry. Completely unrelated, slightly related, unrelated note. ILM has a new project that they're working on. It's called ABBA.
ABBA?
No. ABBA is returning after 40 years. They're making a new album and they are going on a stadium tour. and they're using ILM has developed virtual avatars of them as how they were back in their glory days.
Why don't they want to go on tour themselves?
I don't know. That's the weird thing. What? Like they have literally built a hologram. new stadium somewhere in England. I can't remember where.
With holographic technology.
Yes.
So that we can have concerts by Tupac and Prince.
They better not holograph Prince. We've
done that before.
Have they?
Oh, it's in London.
Not Prince, but they've done Tupac.
Yeah.
But don't do Prince. You can't. No.
It's going to be at the Olympic Park, their new stadium, the ABBA Stadium. Yeah, so ABBA's back. Yeah. So talking about CGI, that was just something I remembered that I wanted to talk about.
Speaking of old bands, I recently found out that Daft Punk have disbanded.
You just found out?
Yeah.
It's been months.
I know.
And also,
Did we talk about this?
No, I guess not.
Okay.
Speaking of old bands as well, for some reason, YouTube thought I wanted to see a recent concert of New Kids on the Block.
KOTB.
Man, Donnie looks old.
To this day, I still find the New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys collaboration just the weirdest name that they could have possibly thought of. New Kids on the Backstreet Boys. Like, really?
You watched it, though, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't. I didn't. No. I saw clips, but I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw clips. But come on, New Kids on the Backstreet Boys. It's like... But yes, sorry, coming back to Black Widow. Yes.
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh. Okay.
Racial Vice. The Pig.
The Pig?
Oh my god, the Pig.
Oh, the Pig.
Yeah, the Pig that Rachel Weisz trained.
The Pig.
Yes.
That was when she was like, don't breathe. I was like, woman, I know you're a scientist, but this is fucked up.
I know.
I like the Pig.
Big fat Rachel Pig.
And then she's like very calm. No, he can still go for a few more seconds. Wait.
Okay, but coming to the major point, which is the story, how do we all feel with the story of Black Widow?
Fair enough.
I mean, it was interesting. Like, it made sense in the points of their lives that they were.
Mm.
Like, the only bit that doesn't make sense to me is Black Widow's actual ending. Because General Ross pops up and she's like, I'll handle it. And then credits. And so I waited till the, post-credits, and I was like, oh, it's fucking Julia Louis-Dreyfus now. So what the fuck? So somewhere between that and that, she was like, I can handle this, defeated General Ross's army, and found Captain America.
What?
I'm kind of wondering.
Wait, what? What?
Because at some point, Black Widow has to join Captain America for the events of Infinity War to happen, where she pops up with Captain America and Falcon.
Yes. Yeah.
The last we saw of Captain America, he breaks into that prison in the middle of the ocean.
Which is where she gets with the Quinjet that she just got from her friend.
Yeah, but General Ross's entire army came. So we just assume she just jumped on the Quinjet and bounced.
Which Quinjet?
Exactly.
What?
Like, okay, the dude drops off the Quinjet, and then General Ross and his peeps come up. And she's like, I got this. Then credits. Right? Am I remembering a different ending here?
Now I want to rewatch it again and see, like...
I don't remember General Ross being there.
I remember General Ross being there.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, wait. No, wait.
No.
Now I'm doubting. Didn't she say that to her friend?
Yeah, I don't remember her friend gave her
the Quinjet. But I thought General Ross and a whole bunch of cars were rolling up, and his friend's like, ugh, I gotta bounce.
I thought that was before, when they crashed the Red Room.
Okay, we'll go back and see this ending.
That's right. So, they crash the Red Room, then General Ross comes, and then she's like, I got this. And then we cut to later on, and she's with a friend getting a Quinjet. So what the fuck happened in between?
With blonde hair.
Yeah, what happened in between?
Ah, yes!
No,
what happened in between?
Yeah. So then, so then that, I think, because when they crashed the Red Room, that is,
there was
an article about that. Like, it's like, it's all these scenes between two movies.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I know. Because she's
lazy.
Huh?
A bit lazy.
Yeah, very, very lazy. It's very, very lazy. It's like, yeah. So I was like, wait, what? No, 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 no.
Yeah, General I got those Ross two, comes when they cry, those two bits of the endings mixed up. Because, yeah, because it's the stuff in between those two endings where I'm like,
we're like wait, what?
Huh? I'm sure she has got this, but I'd like to know how she got this.
Because, you know, maybe they were hoping for a Black Widow 2 movie.
What, to explain the bit in between? And you know it's not going to happen because she's like, fuck you, yeah. Disney. Give me my money. She's like Stewie and Family Guy. Like, you got my money? Give me my money.
And now she's been taken out of the Haunted Mansion reboot.
Hey, more power to her.
What?
Hey, sorry, no, Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror, yeah.
Yeah.
Reboot?
Someone...
What do you mean? Why is it a Tower of Terror reboot? What?
No,
Tower of Terror
reboot.
Movie.
It's a
based
movie.
On the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is based on Twilight.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's like, she was in a position where she had the least amount to lose and then help to make everyone else go like, she's doing it.
Yeah.
You know? So, but to me,
Emma Stone,
for pulling the trigger.
Emma Stone was like, I'm going to do that too. Oh, I'm getting a sequel to Cruella. Ah, Disney, I love you.
Again, I haven't seen Cruella, but like, do we really need the movie?
No, to be honest, I really fucking enjoyed Cruella. Surprisingly, like, I really went into it like...
How much of it is like Harley Quinn?
Not as batshit crazy as Harley Quinn.
But like, are there Harley Quinn vibes?
Like, basically you're asking, are they trying to emulate Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
In my head, not probably so much. Not. Because, like, with Cruella, I mean, not to say that we don't understand why Harley is that way, but in this way, you also see how Cruella became Cruella, and there's a lot of damage as a child. A lot of fucking damage.
I kind of disagree with this whole, like, let's do prequels of the bad guys in Disney. Because,
why?
You know, like, you watch the original like cartoons or whatever that they were from, mm-hmm. and they're bad guys, and like, oh, that's the evil person. Now you watch the prequels, like, oh shit, you actually had a rough fucking childhood. Now you go back mm-hmm. and watch those cartoons, and then you're suddenly going like, hey, Cinderella, get off a case.
I mean, I like
Maleficent. Sorry, Maleficent. Maleficent. Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, she basically got magic raped.
Yeah.
Magic roofied. Whatever you want to call it. But yeah, she had weird shit done to her in her sleep.
And got her wings chopped off.
By a dude that she loved. And then just thought, like, I'm going to fuck you guys up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, fair enough, because he chopped off her wings.
Yeah, but then you want to go back and watch Snow White. Wait, which one?
Sleeping Beauty.
And now you just think, like, well, she's a stuck-up young bitch, isn't she?
I will say this,
it's up there with them trying to do the Ratchet prequels, and I'm like,
Ratchet.
I mean,
beautiful, great, love Sarah Paulson, but I'm like, is this necessary?
No, because to me, with bad guys in general, like Rob Zombie did a fucking prequel to like, oh, this is why, you know, Leatherface from Chainsaw Massacre is the way he is, and I'm like, I didn't need to know this. These guys are scary and evil and horrific because you don't know where they're coming from.
The second
you know where they're coming from, I was like, well, now I feel a bit bad for hating your guts.
Yeah.
I think to a certain extent, there is this sort of intrigue, especially with villains, like what made them the way they are. Like,
Some people are just bad to the bone.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They kind of turned them into anti-heroes in these movies where their actions are justified. You know, like, you look at Halloween, you get the first 10 minutes, you just see this kid who's just fucked up and killed his sister. It's like, okay, this kid's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, if you suddenly made a prequel, it's like, and his daddy was diddling him. And be like, well, now I kind of want him to kill everyone.
But, okay, coming back to Cruella, I'm like, I went into it in the same mindset as you did, Amelia, like, I was like, is this really necessary? Do we really fucking need a crowd? And I watched it, I'm like, it's actually not too bad. the costumes, the story, I mean, Emma Stone and Emma Watson. And there are some visually stunning moments that I'm like, whoa.
at which point sometimes then I have to go, which is also the same case with like Elementary. Did it need to be tied to Cruella?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm all in all for it being a great movie on its own, but did it need to be, like, could you have not created... No, this because was an opportunity for them to create a new anti-hero.
Because then it won't be tied to an existing IP, so therefore we don't have a guaranteed market base.
Like, it's... Business. Imagine a very dark version of a Devil Wears Prada. That's what we got with
Cruella. But still, like, that's the thing. Like, a dark version of Devil Wears Prada with a new character, you know, as opposed to this lady will later turn into Cruella. But the truth of the matter is, Disney won't finance it if she's a new character.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that say? Wow. What does that say about the state of entertainment that they're unwilling? I mean, even
well, you tell me, when's the last original thing you saw made by a major studio? IP.
As Netflix.
And as we're like, you know, currently, I mean, I'm actually currently watching Sailor Moon Crystal, which is a remake of the freaking manga.
Shall we make a new cartoon about muscular men on another planet? No, let's reboot He-Man.
Twice.
Yeah,
twice. I didn't know there was a fucking second one.
Because the Kevin Smith one. No, the Kevin Smith one is a continuation.
And then this one is like...
The other one is a complete reboot of the original storyline.
For kids.
Yeah. Whereas the Kevin Smith one is like, okay, remember that show you watched in the 80s? Now, here's what happened next.
What I want to see now is a sequel to the original film with the aging Dolph Lundgren coming back to play...
Oh, God.
To play his dad.
Courtney Cox?
No, like, literally it's...
Courtney Cox?
The plot of the Dolph Lundgren He-Man was, because I guess there wasn't enough budget to set it in Eternia the whole time, was after 10 minutes in Eternia, they go through a portal which brings them to modern-day human world.
As all of these movies.
And Courtney Cox has to find a flute for Orko so he can play a fucking magic spell.
Like, let's take He-Man. He's aged. He's now living in some ranch in Kansas or something. And like, oh, Skeletor's back to his usual shit again. No.
you mean all those bank ads from the UK?
No, if we're going to have like an old sequel, let's have a sequel now that he's super old. I think Ken Smith brought this up in a podcast, like a sequel of the Clint Eastwood and orangutan masterpiece, Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh my God. Yes, I know this.
You don't remember that Clint Eastwood movie with an orangutan?
Yeah.
They made sequels of it. Like Clint Eastwood is, I guess, a trucker and a fighter, and he's got an orangutan named Clyde who just punches assholes in the other lane if they're being dicks to him. Left turn, Clyde.
There was Every Which Way But Loose and any Which Way You Can.
Which Way You Can, yep.
Okay.
So yeah, it was Clint Eastwood and an ape.
Oh my God, I love the Wikipedia page. Every Which Way But Loose stars Clint Eastwood in an uncharacteristic and offbeat comedy role.
Yeah, it was a comedy.
Wow. Like, you don't think about Clint Eastwood and comedy in the same sentence. But I'm
sure
there
was even an intercut. I remember there was an intercut scene, like, Clint Eastwood got lucky with a chick in one hotel room, and in the next hotel room, Clyde is getting lucky with an orangutan. And it just cuts between him getting lucky with the girl and Clyde getting lucky with his orangutan.
Wait, what the fuck? Okay, although it was poorly reviewed by critics, the film went on to become an enormous success and became, along with its 1980 sequel, Any Which Way You Can, two of the highest grossing Clint Eastwood films.
Yeah. People loved those movies. I watched them as a kid.
It ranks as one of the top 250 highest grossing films of all time.
There you go. And the soundtrack sold like hotcakes too.
No, my... No.
Whoa.
It's Cloverfield. So yes, okay, we diverted a hell of a lot, but coming back to Black Widow.
See, if Black Widow had an orangutan...
What didn't we like about Black Widow?
Hmm.
We've said what we liked, what don't we like about it?
I generally enjoyed the ride, so there's actually very little I didn't like about it.
Ray Winston was a bit underwhelming. I was excited when I saw Ray Winston. He was a bit underwhelming. I was excited when I saw the credit, him in the credit. Then when he pops up, it's like, oh, you're one of the generic Marvel villains.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I will say this about this Marvel film, that it's... basic is not the right word, but it's a very... It's a film that I could just enjoy and watch. I don't have to think about it like, oh, what does this mean? What does that mean? Like many other Marvel films where we're trying to figure out where is this in the timeline and what is that and what is this?
And it's I'm a bit disappointed that the Budapest stuff...
It was just a throwaway line.
Right? Like you finally see like, okay, so you killed a kid in Budapest. Okay. But apparently like you and Hawkeye have talked up about...
Budapest.
Yeah. So
Budapest.
Budapest. So I'm guessing after that, shit hit the fan, but I guess we're never going to see it.
That's the thing. I was like, when they revealed that line of Budapest, I was like, was that it, really? Is this all we're getting about the explanation?
Pretty much. You get to see her, like, you know, blow the room up, and then, but we never got to see the aftermath.
It's like you've built it up for fucking a decade, and this is all we've got.
I mean, we get why she has red on the ledger now. But at the same time, you know, I wanted to see you and Hawkeye like fight your way out of Budapest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe we would have gotten that in the Hawkeye movie, but then...
The series?
Yeah.
A series coming out this year. Can't wait.
But I mean,
maybe,
you know,
maybe they might explain that. I don't know. Maybe they might explain it even more in the series. Maybe
I'm pretty sure ScarJo's not in it.
They just show the Jeremy Renner sections, and then if it comes to Black Widow, maybe we just see red hair.
Then the Jeremy Renner sections would just be him on comms talking to Black Widow, like, have you blown it up? Okay, good. Shit's hit the fan.
I don't know. You never know what could happen. We might see it.
No, it's going to be Jeremy and Hayley Stanfield on tops of buildings shooting arrows. That's what's going to be.
With a dog.
Yes. What? The dog better be cool. That dog in the comics was dope.
Okay.
Yeah. Hawkeye has a dog that he saves from Russians wearing. It's like his main enemy in the comics that the series is based on is just this Russian gang who all wear tracksuits with a gold chain.
Of course.
And basically every line ends with bro. Hey, bro. You have to pay rent, bro. Get away from dog, bro. Hey, bro.
But yeah, I feel that Black Widow was a... It was an okay film.
It's a fun romp.
Yeah,
fun.
It's not the,
that is
not
the
greatest
fun.
Film, not the worst film. It's fun. Yeah.
Serviceable. I mean, you know, like it says what it does, it does what it says in the scene.
I just don't see why it couldn't have been earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. It's a filler film, but to have it at the end really feels like, oh shit, before we finish that whole phase, this is what happened to Black Widow. Goodbye.
Yeah, it really honestly felt like, oh, she's dead, but we still need Scarlett Johansson. Black Widow film. Like,
okay.
Yeah, like it really could have come much earlier. Like, there really was no point in the film that you're like, oh, okay, I understand now why it's here.
Mm. What was the filler film before Infinity? No, Ant-Man came out after Infinity, Ant-Man 2. Ant-Man was between Infinity and Endgame. Yeah, what was the filler before Infinity?
Would you say, like, Captain Marvel was a filler film?
Kind of. I mean, less of a filler, more of like, we have to introduce this character, otherwise we've got no one to help them beat Thanos later on.
Yeah.
Like, we really got to do that now.
Sorry, you know? In one foul swoop.
Yeah.
She literally goes, shoom, goodbye.
We need someone to save Tony Stark at some point in space. Like, we got to fucking introduce this character now. What about Black Widow? It's just backstory, we can do that later.
Oh yeah, you're right. Captain Marvel, okay, Captain Marvel and Ant-Man and the Wasp came between Infinity War and Endgame. It was Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain Marvel, and then Endgame.
Even
and
during that period, you could have, I guess, introduced ScarJo, or maybe they're like, no, it takes away from... No, it doesn't take away.
No,
Ant-Man
no,
only touched on the snap, like, at the end, in the post-credits.
Hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, what did they call it? The bloop.
The blip.
The blip.
The snappening.
Bloop. Yes, the snappening was a good word.
Snappening. Nope. Or the rapture.
That's very biblical. It was the blip. That's what we'll call it.
All the things to call it the blip. Like, blip.
Because when everyone disappeared, it didn't go snap, it went blip.
It was the
dusting. Not really. Yeah, they went like, Like, I don't want to go, Mr. Star.
Well, it's a bit weird to call it the...
I think they should have. It's been 2 years since the... And America still mourns. And then the subtitles are just... And every time they read the news... Every time they read the news, cats go, huh?
That's like the opening scene of like Endgame is like when Iron Man comes back down to Earth. I was up there. I was suffering because of the...
I will bet you there is at least one outtake of someone doing that. I'm sure there is at some point.
And the person doing hand signs is just like...
But yeah, correct
deaf
me if I'm
people
wrong,
are
I
think... like, they went to Hawaii?
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, like, I feel like that is our sort of like little recap review of Black Widow. I mean,
it was fun.
It's fun. It's a fun film.
Yeah.
The end credit scene. With Jerry Lewis Dreyfus coming and being like, you wanna know who did this? Then there's Hawkeye.
And I was like, no, she knew. Like,
she's one mysterious lady. Every time pops up, I'm like,
she's a bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it looks that she's like,
she's an anti-hero guy, right? She's like Amanda Waller.
Like, yeah, she seems like an Amanda Waller-ish kind of.
The Dark Avengers, right? Is it?
I'm wondering whether she's doing the Dark Avengers, because originally Dark Avengers were created by Norman Osborn, but. You know, that's not really happening in Marvel right now.
Yeah, so this might be... I mean, she's already recruited a U.S. agent, so
No, because the Dark Avengers were bad guys. Like, straight-up bad guys.
Mm.
You know, like, Norman Osborn was like... Because Norman Osborn was president, like, I'll make my own Avengers.
But in this sort of MCU, she could brainwash...
Yeah.
These people into becoming bad because she's already looking like she's doing it with Yelena and being like, Hawkeye did this.
I'm just wondering, like, is she part of the government or does General Ross know about this? Or
That's a theory now that General Ross, they may turn him into Red Hulk at some point.
That'd be interesting.
Like, it's leading up to that, they say.
Because I'm wondering why he's back in like so many times because all he's doing is like, I represent the government. I don't like a damn thing you do.
Yeah.
Nobody ask about my daughter.
That's something that they are conspiracy theorying with, that the reason why he's suddenly becoming more and more present is that they're trying to lead up to him turning into the Red Hulk. Especially
then they gotta bring
She-Hulk
Liv Tyler
series.
Back.
Do you think they'll bring Liv back?
And then she has to see Mark Ruffalo and go, you look different.
Does Liv want to come back?
Okay, here's I can't really talk about this just yet because I mean like, wait.
You have inside scooping?
Not inside scooping, but how far are you with What If?
Oh, I haven't seen shit.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, something major that... Yeah.
Okay. So, really? No. Never mind. Hi.
No. Have you caught up with What If?
Not today's episode.
But you have seen the last few, right?
Yes.
Okay. Kai, watch What If. And when we get to this point, we'll start talking about it because there are theories happening now about why they did what they did in What If.
But What If is What If.
But what if I don't?
But what if is what if? What if is just a what if?
But the fact that they have done it, they couldn't have. No, that. Anyway, watch What If. We'll talk about this when we watch What If.
Okay.
When we finish watching What If.
Okay.
But there also apparently there was another.
What if you stick your finger up your butt?
There apparently was another bit of the end credit sequence that was filmed, but they didn't use. Thankfully, because I think that would have been. Really screwed up with this whole ScarJo situation with Disney.
Oh.
Apparently,
her hand. When...
No, it wasn't her hand.
Hand comes out of a grave.
No.
I mean, she's not as if her body is in the grave, also.
There's
body's not even there.
What, like the ending of Carrie?
No, but her body is not even there. Her body's in Vormir.
Yeah, body's in space.
At the end, even like, if there is when. A that's the thing. When Yelena was at the gravestone.
Oh, belakang mari ada red hair.
No. She whistles.
Yeah.
She whistles the whistle, and then we hear a reply to the whistle, and then dun dun, the end. So, yeah, so that sort of would have lead up to be like, oh, what the fuck happened? Yeah.
But I mean, not that I don't want to see more ScarJo, but like, eh, tak nak lah. Like, you jangan lah.
Yeah.
Which is why when everybody says, do people really die, Marvel? Like, no, just let people die. Just goddamn let people die, because then the sacrifice means nothing.
It's literally like,
that's right. Then you know, if you don't think that he's dead, then like you see her again in the movie, then you don't feel things.
Yeah,
I felt things when I saw. I'm like, oh no,
oh. And I'm rewatching Gotham. Like the amount of times they've been saying it's Gotham. How is anyone ever really dead? And I'd be like, you just replace that word with Marvel. It's the same shit.
Because I have a strong feeling with that end credit sequence, they were planning to like tie it into maybe Multiverse of Madness or something. Going. Ooh, it's a variant of Black Widow.
It's cool.
But yeah, thankfully they didn't do for that.
We're not.
Yeah. But yeah, if you haven't, find a way to watch Black Widow because it is fun. With cinemas reopening, I think they will be showing Black Widow on the big screen. Mm-hmm. So be safe and watch that. And Shang-Chi will also be coming out. So yeah.
If you are an anti-vaxxer, for the God, love of God, you don't want to take vaccine, please don't go and steal and fake vaccines, please.
Yeah. Can you not be a dick?
Yes.
Please.
You don't want to take vaccine, so don't take vaccine. So don't just scan the rest of us.
Exactly.
Don't make life difficult for the rest of us. I mean, people have lost their jobs already. Can you not fuck it up for the people who are people actually trying? People have lost
family members.
Yes. But it is a trick by the Illuminati and the lizard people.
Then let the lizard people rule the world then.
Yeah. If that's the case, then I am one with the lizard people, and I tell you all to fuck off and get vaccinated.
Lizard people reminds you of V the Visitor.
I mean, that's the thing. They've tied it in, like, the whole lizard people theory was after V, Ed.
V?
Yeah, like, it's not before.
Oh my god.
Wait, I thought the theory already, not lizard people, but sort of like, what do you call it? Shapeshifters? Roddy Roddy Piper film.
Them, yeah. No, like, there's been ideas of that, but after V, that's when suddenly, like, people are like, is it true? The same way how they've proven, like, you look at the timeline, it's after X-Files that everyone thought there was a huge government conspiracy to hide aliens.
Oh my god.
So, hey. Media matters.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, before we close it up, now we've finished talking about Black Widow, there has been a few pieces of news that have quickly want to touch upon that have been happening over the last 2 weeks. So CinemaCon happened, where a whole bunch of trailers were unleashed onto the cinema audiences. One of them
in the Matrix teaser yet?
Yes. That is what I want to talk about. Like
the trailers teaser. Tomorrow, right? 2 days.
Yeah, and when you're hearing this, it would have been today. But Neo's back, and from the sound of the trailer, he's forgotten everything about the Matrix.
What?
Neo looks like John Wick, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
are you keeping your hair Conti for John Wick 4? You're like, look, I'll do Matrix, but I still got to be able to do John Wick.
Like, from the early spoilers, if you don't, I mean, the trailer's coming out, but essentially what has happened is Neo has forgotten the events of the previous Matrix, I guess, because after he became a god in the Matrix, he's now just back to being...
normal?
What character's name?
Mr. Anderson.
Anderson, yeah.
He's you haven't seen again... the Matrix?
No, I just saw it.
Oh, okay.
I just rewatched it.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'm like, whoa.
I can't remember his name.
He's Mr. back to being Anderson. Mr. Anderson again. And shit's going down in the Matrix, and so Carrie Ann Moss comes back and like, hey, Neo, you're Neo, remember?
Wait, isn't this the plot for Men in Black 2?
But that's really weird. Why would they live in the Matrix?
And also, if he was like a digital god and then he was still alive in the Matrix, then he should have still looked like 1999 Neo then, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
Don't know, maybe there'll be T-aging techniques when he goes into the Matrix. I don't fucking know.
No, did he die at the end of Revolution?
No, he
was blind.
But now he sees. he was digital Jesus, basically.
Yeah.
So Jesus died and was reborn. Much like Neo.
Yeah. We'll see. But
then there's this whole like tract of like, you know, like the Matrix was is an allegory for transgenderism and like
That's ignorant. Definitely there. But it's also an allegory for, I think Grant Morrison put it best because he was like, I mean, first off, like when he was pissed, I was like, hang on a second, this is just the Invisibles, isn't it? But when they asked him about the sequels, he did say like, you know, he prefers the first one, which was a general idea of possible theories, whereas the second and third one are very Judeo-Christian concepts. You know, it's much more theology than philosophy. The first one is pure philosophy of existence. And then the second and third one is about, what do you call it? Choice versus fate and ultimately sacrificing yourself for the greater good and becoming digital Jesus.
Yes. Digital Jesus. But actually, now that you mentioned Men in Black, I can't get it out of my head because we're not getting Morpheus back. We're getting young Morpheus.
Huh?
Yeah. But he wasn't de-aged in the teaser, unless.
No. They've recasted Morpheus.
Oh, there's a new Morpheus. Oh, well, that makes sense because remember the architect said like every couple of years we get another Morpheus.
Yeah.
And a fucking Cogito ergo sum.
Because apparently Lawrence Fishburne was not asked back for this film. But because they've casted Yahya Abdul-Mateen as...
he doesn't look like he's Morpheus, though, because he was going in.
That's the thing. But it is confirmed that he is Morpheus.
Morpheus Origins?
Maybe.
Oh, God. I'll just wait for it to come out and hope for the best. Because Wachowski's track records is not...
Also, I'm like...
They have to have a chase scene where like Neo suddenly becomes like, I'm Speed Racer.
I just miss the
Take
fact
me to
that
the Cloud Atlas.
Oh my god.
Because Jupiter is rising.
Fuck off.
Ascending.
Isn't Jupiter ascending? Yeah.
Ascending.
It's just a shame
that... film has so much potential.
It's just a shame that, what do you call it? Hugo Weaving couldn't come back as Agent Smith. They wanted, but... there was apparently scheduling conflicts. So I'm like,
Was it scheduling conflicts or was he like, I am done with that character.
I am
an elfin god.
Well, here's
King,
the thing.
King.
I don't know, but like, it would have been nice to have him back as Agent Smith.
I'm pretty sure the text message from him was suitably Kiwi of, nah, you're good.
But other trailers that of course came out was of course the Spider-Man trailer, which we've talked about as well. I think those are the two biggest ones that have come out so far.
I think those are the two ones that everyone was talking about.
Yeah. I feel like there's another trailer that came out, but I can't remember at CinemaCon. But yeah,
it's so weird. You were mentioning about Aircon before, and now my Aircon feels like it needs servicing. This does not feel like 19 degrees.
Sorry, speaking of which, I did manage to catch the press conference of Dune at the Venice Film Festival.
That was a bit last minute. Was it in the spam folder?
No. It's just they sent it at 11 in the morning and I didn't check our email until like 4 something. And I'm like, oh, fuck. If there's anything that I could have taken away from it is that this is something that is going to be a very much a cinematic experience that is best watched on IMAX and that
looking at the trailer, it does look like something that will lose its impact on the small screen.
And Denis, being a huge fan of the book, he has tried to stay as true as possible to the pages of Frank Herbert.
Oh my god.
I was going to say something, then I was like, oh, Frank Herbert fans will kill me if I say it.
What I love is that...
No, because I was like, you know, when he says, like, he's going to stay true to the book, and I was going to reply, what, you mean boring? Sorry, Jets. Frank Herbert fans. I'm just fucking around. I'm just fucking around. I would have said the same thing if we were talking about Lord of the Rings or anything else.
And I did not realize that this Dune film is actually a chapter one.
Well, it's a big book.
Yeah. So it's like they're going to be depending on how the sales are for chapter one. So chapter two is not confirmed. It all depends on the box office numbers, according to Warner Brothers.
That's going to be tricky then.
Denis and the cast are all like, fuck it, we want to do a chapter two, but Warner Brothers is like, oh, we'll see how much money you make.
That's right.
Come on, guys. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Because movies like this, like you see like Blade Runner. Blade Runner is a beautiful fucking film, but that is not going to be a weekend box office hit.
No. Hmm. Yeah. I mean,
that
a
has
movie
to be a
like,
slow burn kind of hit.
Yes. These are cult. These will be cult movies. Like yeah, you see the, in the long run of even the most hated Dune franchises.
Yeah.
Holds a special place in lots of people's hearts.
Come on, Warner Brothers. Just double down on the fact that you're going to have like a few of these, like, you know, back when you had Kubrick on your payroll, you know, some tentpole movies of like, yes, we did this because we're special. And now here's some bullshit for the box office. You got Space Jam? Calm the fuck down.
Because these movies will pay dividends in the long run. These are the long haul movies. Like, you know, like slow burn. Like, these will be cult classics. People will be talking about these movies in the future, just like they've been talking about the books for all these time.
People are still talking about Fight Club, and that was a huge flop.
Yep. But people, it's a fucking cult classic now.
Mm-hmm. Like,
What I love is that story he told about Hans Zimmer and how he came onto the project. Because apparently he was having dinner with Hans, and Hans was like, he asked him like, what things have you always wanted to do? What's been your dream?
Dune.
Like, Hans Zimmer has literally said, I've always wanted to score Dune. And Denis was like, would you like to score this Dune? And he's like, fuck yeah. Well, I mean, he didn't say fuck yeah, but that's
and then he said, you know what I will start with? The drums.
But yeah, it's shaping up to be like Dune is something that is going to be a visually spectacular masterpiece.
I mean, it's got Oscar Isaac,
and it's got Timothy Chalamet looking melancholy again.
But the one thing that I'm like, the French will always be French. During this entire press conference, we had Japanese correspondents, we had Spanish correspondents, we had German correspondents, all speaking English because the cast is predominantly English.
But the French will always
be French. Well, because the director is French, so of course they ask their question in French.
And then Timothée Chalamet can speak French, so he will like, just speak French.
He just, even the Spanish correspondent asked Javier Bardem a question and said, respectfully, could you answer this in English and maybe a bit of Spanish as well? Like, it was, but the French is like, fuck that. I am going to speak my native language to my native
because
people.
Because they are French. They have the most beautiful
Francais
language in the world.
Yes, like, you know, like, because even when you swear, it's like wiping your ass with toilet with
oui, le songe est dans l'arbre.
And also what I found hilarious is that at the end of the press conference, like, I don't know whether there was another press conference that was happening, but like the second they went, okay, that's all the time we have. They hadn't even finished. They literally said, that's all the time. You suddenly see all the press getting up from their chairs and fucking walking away. I'm like, the stars are still sitting there. The press is like, fuck this, bye. I'm like, what the fuck? I have no time for this shit. But that was an interesting press conference.
There you go.
Yeah, but
I'd have given you $50 if, like, after the French person asked a question, you went "hohi hohi hohi ho."
No, but then I think a lot of our side was all muted, right? Like, it was only view only.
It was only view only. So it was just like, come on, like, everyone's speaking English, like, please. I know you're French. You don't need to.
No, the French.
The
are
director
good
is French. The star is French. I'm going to speak French.
I'm going to speak French. Parlez-vous français?
And last big piece of news coming your way is Batman Month is happening this month. And if you keep a lookout on our Instagram, DC and HBO have a little competition that's going to be going on, which you'll find out in due time. So you could win yourself some stuff by using their Batman AR filter. We'll talk about it in due time, but yes, Batman Month is happening, which is all leading up to the DC fandom. And I will say this now, I tried last year. Fuck this. I'm going to try it again this year to stay up all night for the DC fandom to give you all the big news from the fandom.
Are you going
to
live post it?
I will.
I think that's what you should do. I want to see when you give up.
I'm going to try better this time to stay up as long as possible.
Nick, our fandom correspondent.
Yes. I'll live
from DC fandom.
Yes. From the interwebs. But yes, before we close it, as usual, If you are listening to this on Spotify, you can head over to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia to see our lovely, lovely faces.
Bubbling heads.
Yes. And if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to follow us on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasting platforms. Help give us a follow on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Geeks in Malaysia. And if you like our stuff, give us some love at ko-fi.com/geeksinmalaysia. ko-fo/geeksinmalaysia. F-I. What did I say?
F-O.
Oh.
Kofo.
Kofi. Buy us a couple on Kofi.
Buy us some Kofu.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Emily Chen.
I am Nate Dorian.
And I'm Kyle Limbaha.
He geeking out, yo.
Kofi. What's up with the echo?